are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we focus on Community Miracles in Action, a nonprofit youth service organization located in Cohoes, New York, founded by Crystal Alessio. CMA offers students a safe place to go where they can connect with adults who care, set, and achieve goals, all while building relationships with others who have similar interests. To tell us more, we welcome President and Founder Crystal Alessio, as well as Youth Program Development Director Kendall Williams. Welcome to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did I get names right and everything?
Yes.
Okay, good. Welcome. It's very nice to have you with us. So, Crystal, let us begin with you. How did this whole thing get started for you?
I have about 15 years experience working with youth and families in Cohoes and throughout Albany County. And in every role that I was in over that time, I felt as though there was no opportunity for our youth to have a place to go for free, to have access to competent, committed role models who will accept them exactly as they are when they come through the door. So in 2016, I set out and started building the organization, and we opened doors a little over a year ago.
So my understanding is, after opening the doors, there are three specific programs that you run. So give us a sense of those programs and ultimately what they accomplish.
So we host the Cohoes program for the Regional Food Bank's Backpack Program. We took that program on after the closure of the Cohoes Community Center this past October. We were initially serving 15 youth who were considered food insecure throughout our community. They were anywhere from kindergarten through fifth grade. And every Friday, they get a backpack full of food to make sure that they are fed for the weekend. So we do the footwork. We make sure the bags are packed. We actually work with Wildwood Services, and their work study program packs our backpacks and delivers them to the students. And we do all the fund development. This year, we were excited to announce, with the help of the Seymour Fox Foundation, we're able to expand serving 15 children to 60 children in our community.
Okay, so that's one. And then there is the Spark Squad.
Yes, the Spark Squad is our STEM through play program. It serves youth ages 7 to 12. We've partnered with community builders. We use their community room right on Mohawk Street in Cohoes. It runs once a week after school during the school year for 2 hours, and every week we do a different science-related theme. So we do some tech and chemistry and coding, as well as circuitry, slime workshops, any way to engage young people.
And the final one, and then I promise, Kendall, I will let you speak. Louder Dreams Entertainment.
Louder Dreams Entertainment is our flagship program. It links with our teen center. It is the music industry. Yeah. We have the option at the teen center to do lyricism, electronic music production. We have DJ workshops, and our teens come in and express themselves throughout all of those modalities of the industry. And it's been an absolutely incredible experience. We kicked off the program in November of this past year, mm-hmm. and when we closed our spring session, we were at 71 registered teen members.
Kendall Williams is the Youth Program Development Director for Community Miracles in Action. So given what Crystal was just telling us of these three programs, give us a sense of how your work is implemented within those various programs.
Sure. So my role with Community Miracles in Action, CMA. When I work with Louder Dreams, and I work with the teens in that program, and I help assist the curriculum, you know, facilitating, you know, building that. So when the teens come in, they have an opportunity to, you know, utilize everything that we have there in our space. And I also, you know, do some back work helping with the Spark Squad, and also while my backpack, but mostly focused on Louder Dreams. Like, that's my main focus, because it's very relative to what I do already within music, and I have such a deep, deep passion for it. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to see the teens, like, you know, express themselves through that program.
Crystal described it as a flagship program. Mm-hmm. So talk about why you think it's so important and why you believe it works.
It definitely works, because you never know, you know, what the youth is thinking, you know, at many times, and they have so many challenges in life. And music is always a great tool for them to express themselves. And when they came into our program and they started to use that tool, we started to see a very brighter side of the teens. And it really became a vocal, you know, path for them. So they really have been expressing themselves to, you know, the ultimate potential. It's been giving them a better chance at writing. And I would say a better chance at just really telling their stories.
Through the Ladder Dreams Entertainment, you have some events coming up?
We do.
So what will be happening at those events?
So we are kicking off on July 30th our summer program, and it's a high-intensity community engagement and music development program, and our youth will continue developing original works. We actually have some that have original songs they've made and produced with Kendall. They'll work on that for 5 weeks. At the end of the 5 weeks, we're partnering with Youth FX and producing a music video from one of the song selections. And then the culmination of all of that work is on October 5th. We have an event called Rocktoberfest. And we're working with Ambassador Music Group. And it is a family-friendly full-day music festival where at minimum, 8 of our teens will be performing their original works.
Which is very exciting, obviously, for you and but for the community at large and for the kids, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking before, you were talking about the increase that you've been able to do in kids. I assume you would only like to see that number increase.
Yes, absolutely. We surpassed our initial goal. We wanted to touch 50 youth throughout the 6 months. And, you know, we have gone well past that to 71, and there are still more asking. The only way we will be able to successfully do that if we keep increasing our financial support and sponsorship, because we do not charge for any of our programs.
Right. And it's going out and getting the support to be able to do these things for the community. Kendall, I'm curious if you can just give us some anecdotal evidence of what it's been like for you to work with these kids and what you personally get out of that.
You know, coming into the office and sitting down with one of our teens and, you know, just firsthand experience how they just won't say much, you know, and then from creating a song, doing some production, and then seeing that end product, and you kind of look back and you say, I remember when you were, you know, this type, had this type of personality to this. It just seems like a really cool, timeline.
Right.
So, like, we had a song that was created by one of our teens, Caitlin, and she made a song called Finish Line. And it was a beautiful track that she sat and she wrote with herself, and we helped her out to produce it. So it was something that she put on her YouTube, and all her friends in school were playing it, and we just really watched just their personalities and their, you know, their creativity just blossom.
So you see the growth and you
yes.
see the maturation,
yes.
which must be just a wonderful thing to
oh,
witness.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Crystal, one just a little before we go, a question about how ultimately do the kids and people find out about you? Are they referred to you?
We do have some of the teens that are referred through their home school district, but the way that they initially were finding out about us is Kendall and I just submerged ourselves in the community. We would show up kind of show up to where the teens are at. Now,
hey, we're here.
Yeah, exactly. Now we have a fairly strong footprint on social media.
Yep.
Our Instagram is at Operation CMA. There's a lot of information there. We have our website, which is communitymiracles.org. But generally, we go where the teens are. And the more that they're performing publicly, the more exposure that we get for this opportunity.
Well, you can learn more at communitymiracles.org and find out all about their links. We'll have the links posted along with this interview on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. Crystal Alessio and Kendall Williams, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you for your beautiful work
us.
In the community. Appreciate it. Thank you. Again, you can find out more by going to communitymiracles.org. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.